Blackstone Audio presents Fallen Leaves, Last Words on Life, Love, War, and God by Will Durant. This book is read by Grover Gardner. Foreword. I particularly am writing a book called Fallen Leaves, expressing my feelings about the various writers of our time and about the problems of our time. Will Durant, television interview, January 1968. Durant is working on a new book, Fallen Leaves, a not very serious book which answers the questions of what I think about government, life, death, and God. St. Petersburg Times, November 5, 1975. Dr. Durant also is planning something tentatively entitled Fallen Leaves, in which I propose, perhaps with Ariel's help, to answer all the important questions, simply, fairly, and imperfectly, he said. Tuesday, November 6, 1975, BBH Independent. Durant is using his European vacation to finish up what he describes as a little book of stray thoughts on everything. He writes on a yellow legal pad whenever he has a moment, and he plans to finish the book before returning home to receive a joint honorary degree with his wife next month. I'm anxious to get it done, said Durant. The pep is petering out. The Los Angeles Times, May 26, 1978. That was it. A total of four aggravatingly brief statements about a book that no one, not even the Durant heirs, knew existed. And unless you happened to live in Los Angeles where the above television interview was aired in 1968, and two of the three newspaper articles were published during the mid to late 1970s, you would not have known anything about Will Durant even contemplating the writing of such a book. Frustrating indeed. It was considered to be Durant's most important work, the culmination of his 60-plus years spent researching the philosophies, religions, arts, sciences, and civilizations of the world. It was to be distilled wisdom and considered conclusions about our species' perennial problems and greatest joys, from a man who had not only read about life but had lived it through some of the world's most profound and cataclysmic moments, two world wars, the Great Depression, the rise of socialism and anarchism, the decline of religious belief, and the gradual change in American morals from the Victorian era to Woodstock. Durant had been born in 1895, when the primary mode of transportation between towns was the horse and carriage. He died in 1981.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?